Welcome, crypto fam, to the number one daily Bitcoin pod, and happy halving day 2024. It's about to get lit. In today's show, Bitcoin price recaptures 65,000 as rumor Middle East tensions are over, boosting Bitcoin price action. We'll also be discussing five things you did not know about the Bitcoin halving and what the reactions will likely be after this officially occurs in the next few hours. We'll also be discussing here's why Bitcoin will not stop at $100,000 per coin, as per Arthur Hayes in his latest speech given at Token 2049 over in Dubai. We'll also be discussing $100,000 plus Bitcoin coming in the next 12 to 18 months, predicts Anthony Pompliano. But there is a catch. I'll be bringing this down for you. We'll also be discussing Bitcoin Prime to skyrocket by up to 219%, predicts hedge fund veteran Anthony Scaramucci. I'll be breaking down his timeline as well. We'll also be discussing Bitcoin skyrocketing to $455,000 per coin after this halving. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more in today's show. Yo, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience with video, visit my YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Today is pod episode number 1614. I'm your host, JV, and it's April 19th, 2024, the day of the halving. Let's kick it off with our market watch, as we do each and every day. The entire market back in the green and pumping. We did recapture 65,000 this morning, but we're currently still up, but it's right now at 64,400-ish, but the entire market is back in the green, which we love to see. Checking out coinmarketcap.com, we're sitting on a 2.34 trillion market cap with 112 billion in volume for the past 24 hours, meaning we're up 23% on volume on the day. And the dominance is on the rise as well at 54.2%. It actually took that 0.2% from Ether, because Ether was at 16% yesterday and today it's at 15.8%. How high do you think this Bitcoin dominance is likely to climb for this particular cycle? Holla, let me know. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past 24 hours, we got Whiff up 16%, trading at $3, followed by Rune up 13%, trading at $5.47, followed by Sue up 11%. And let me know which altcoins in particular you guys are most bullish on for this particular bull run. And checking out the crypto bubbles to get more of a visual perspective of the top 100, you can see, I'd say safe to say 80 to 85% of the market is currently in the green and pumping, with some impressive gainers. Hex up 26%, Whiff 16%, Rune 13%, and even Monero, which has been pretty quiet this cycle thus far, is even up 3.6% on the day. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, today we're rated a 66 in greed. Yesterday was as low as a 57, last week a 79, and last month a 74. We keep our eyes out on this, because the higher this number goes, the more likely of a pullback. And checking out the Bitcoin halving countdown, we're less than 5 hours away, according to this halving countdown, which would mean right now it's roughly 4 p.m. Eastern time. That means by around 9 p.m. Eastern, we're going to have halving 2024. Let's freaking go. Right now we're on block 839,957, which ultimately means we only have 43 blocks to go. And checking out the time chain calendar, you can see the block we're on here as well. It shows, according to this one, only 30 more blocks to go. And each block is approximately 10 minutes. Just FYI, the current Bitcoin market cap sitting at 1.26 trillion. And currently you can trade one US dollar for 1,557 Satoshis. Sounds like a pretty good conversion to me. So seize the moment and take advantage of it while you still can. Let's dive into today's Bitcoin technical analysis. Check out some of the charts where the price action is likely to take us next. Headline reads, price action hits 65 G's, baby, as rumor Middle East tensions are over, boosting the Bitcoin price action, as we can see here at the Bitcoin 1 hour chart. Bitcoin saw flash volatility April 19th as geopolitical turmoil in the Middle East spilled into the financial markets. Look at that big green candle. Respect the pump. TradingView showed new 7-week Bitcoin price lows of 59.6, hitting after the April 18th daily close, which was yesterday. These accompanied renewed tensions between Iran and Israel, a particularly sensitive topic for Bitcoin this month, which fueled a major drawdown from 70 Gs. Now, the day prior, a modest recovery had been underway, this swiftly undone as markets reacted to the latest developments. And amid rumors that the situation might not escalate further, Bitcoin staged an equally impressive rebound from the lows, reaching local highs of 65,200. That's right. Now, popular trader Skoo noted that both long and short Bitcoin positions were being burned by volatility, quitting them here. Shorts blown out here and now seeing more interest from longs, aka longs opening. And he also added that spot demand was currently driving the rebound, which was only around an hour old at the time of this article being published. Bids filled during the trip below 60,000 and said it was sizable. Now, the latest data from CoinGlass, meanwhile, revealed the extent of shorters' surprise. Sell side liquidity between 64 and 65,000 had been taken in an instant, with no significant blocks left near that spot price beyond the new wall of bids at 61,200. Quoting Credible Crypto, doesn't look like much, but that's 100 million in Bitcoin bids just moved up below price to support the move up. Good luck getting back in if you sold the bottom because of some news headline. It makes a good point there. And the total cross crypto shorts for the past 24 hours stood at roughly $138 million. Now let's discuss the battle for the Bitcoin weekly close. With so much attention focused on the short-term price moves, Bitcoin's imminent block subsidy halving, which is scheduled to take place in 4.5 hours, and we will be capturing it live. We will be partying, and I expect you to join us. Quoting the analyst here, today is the eve of the Bitcoin halving, and the market appears to have formed a clearly defined baseline support level around the recent lows, said trading firm QCP. So yeah, man, Operation Save the Weekly started early this week, said trader Jelly. And for Crypto Ed, he shared, okay, let me call the bottom here. If, big if, no more big news coming from the Middle East, I believe the bottom is in and Bitcoin is starting its next leg up and do a nice relief halving rally. Let's freaking go. Yeah, I mean, now a quick shout out to Nick Wins. I sponsored him. He is a boxer out of Mexico. He's only 14 years old. He's 6'1". He trains for hours every day. I'm friends with his father, and I know the hard work the kid puts in. So he's actually repping for his fight tomorrow. He's going to be repping this Crypto News Alerts jacket, which is pretty lit. So I just wanted to give him a shout out live. And if you can help support him, I dropped his link right here, 333boxing.com. Check him out. You can watch some of his previous fights over in Mexico. Wish him some luck. Support the kid. He's doing big things. And I love me some boxing. Personally, I'm a big fan of combat sports. Always have been. So again, our first sponsored athlete official for Crypto News Alerts, Nick Wins, competing tomorrow for the Junior Olympics. And I have a lot of faith he's going to rock it and take home that belt. So shout out to Nick Wins here. Anyways, family, also wanted to point out, most gains always come after the Bitcoin halving, something we got to remember. The first halving, we saw 8,000% gains after the halving. Second halving, 3,000% gains. Third halving, a modest 800% gains, which is still 8x. What will the fourth halving bring us? What are your thoughts, family? Let me know. Anyways, fam, let's dive into our next story of the day. All eyes on halving. So, I mean, we got to discuss it. Five things you need to know about the Bitcoin halving. Number one, Bitcoin price is up over 650,000% since the first halving. So shame on you if anyone is a non-believer that Bitcoin can't do another like 5 or 10x this halving, when we've seen Bitcoin soar from nothing 15 years ago to being worth as high as 74,000 per coin. Just saying, historically, Bitcoin's price has increased following the halving, though this largely hinges on the balance and supply of the demand. Historically, data provides some insights. After November 28, 2012, the day of the first Bitcoin halving, the price climbed from $11. Whoa, to the then record high of $1,240 a year later. So let that sink in. 2012 halving, we were $11. And then a year year later, it was $1,240. Similarly, after the second halving, July of 2016, the Bitcoin price surged from $650 to a new record high of $20,000. That was the year JV was introduced into crypto back in 2017. How many of you were around for that? Holla and let me know. And you can see the charts here, the first halving, second halving, third halving, and the fourth halving, which is amongst us. So in May of 2020, after the third halving, the Bitcoin price boomed from around 8,800 towards 69 G's, baby, on November 10th, 2021. So Bitcoin's return since the first halving stand at an astounding 650,000%. Multiple catalysts have spurred demand for Bitcoin following its halving events. For instance, during the 2020-2021, a generally dovish stance by global central banks significantly contributed to the Bitcoin price rally. Now for the second factor, halvings test the miners' economic resilience. That's right. Each halving reduces the income that miners receive for verifying transactions, making profitability more challenging, especially for those with the higher operational costs. This situation pressures the miners to either upgrade to more efficient technology or cease operations altogether. So for instance, after the third Bitcoin halving in May of 2020, the average cost to mine one bitty rose, as the blue wave in the chart below illustrates. As you can see on your screen, it shows you this arrow, Bitcoin halving 2020, which you can see the black arrow with the red writing, and then look at that blue going crazy. Now for the next factor, pre-halving price rallies can be speculative. That's right. The anticipation of the Bitcoin halving often leads to speculative price increases. Now, should I say speculative or speculative? Let me know. Anyways, for example, in the 6 months before the 2020 halving, Bitcoin's price increased by over 40% from around 7 G's in November 2019 to approximately 10,000 by May 2020. Look at that chart. These gains are often driven by speculative investors hoping to capitalize on the post-halving price increase, reflecting historical patterns and leading to volatility. Now, personally, I think volatility is a beautiful thing, especially in Bitcoin. It equals opportunity. It also equals life force. The theory behind a post-halving price increase is based on a supply shock, which each of the first three halvings, the daily production of Bitcoin decreased from 50 to 25 to 12 and a half, and most recently in 2020 to 6.25 Bitcoin per block. This reduction can lead to significant price movements if demand remains strong. For example, the year following the 2016 halving saw a nearly 300% rise of the Bitcoin price action, partly attributed to this supply shock. And you already know a supply shock is incoming this year, family. We discuss that every day here in the show. Next factor, macroeconomic impact on the Bitcoin halving cycles. The broader economic environment plays a crucial role in shaping the impact of the Bitcoin halvings on its price. For example, the 2020 halving coincided with the period of loose monetary policies, including near zero interest rates in the US. This unique situation contributed to Bitcoin's appeal as a digital gold, helping its price soar from around 8,000 at the time of the halving in May 2020 to an all-time high of nearly 69,000 by November 2021. Next factor, last Bitcoin halving will occur next century. Whoa, thanks to the halving process, the final Bitcoin is projected to be mined around the year 2140 after the last halving. Miners will no longer receive block rewards in new Bitcoin, but will rely solely on transaction fees for revenue. This shift could fundamentally change Bitcoin security and economic model, influencing everything from miner participation to transaction costs. So there you have it, my crypto fam. But anyways, lots to cover today. Big day, historic day. Let's discuss some 100,000 price actions, and then we'll discuss the 200,000 target, and then we'll discuss 455,000 target, and then we'll do some live Q&A. Continue to pump it up. Bitcoin halving day, family, you already know. Headline reads, here's why Bitcoin will not stop at 100 G's, baby. According to Arthur Hayes, at his recent speech he gave in Dubai, live from Token 2049. How many of you went to this event? Let me know. I had quite a few friends out there, so that's why I asked. Anyways, while talking about the monetary policies undertaken by the U.S. government, as well as other economic giants like China and Japan, the BitMEX co-founder Arthur Hayes just blazed, highlighted Bitcoin is the only sustainable solution in times of expanding central bank balance sheets. He made these comments during the current 2049 token conference In Dubai, there's the man right there. Hayes began by asserting that the real yields will continue to be negative, which is something the US Fed and Treasury are actively managing to maintain. This is because they are allowed to borrow funds at lower rates. So should that trend continue, which has been the case for the past few decades, Bitcoin and other cryptos will keep increasing in value, said the former BitMEX exec. However, he also warned about the opposite, but said there's very little chance the real yields will go positive anytime soon. He believes that the GDP numbers claimed by the US and other governments are artificial and are announced to the public to keep them at bay. I would agree with that. Let me know your thoughts. The solution for this fiat monetary policy lies outside of it, he noted. Hayes highlighted gold as this historical choice, given that it existed for thousands of years. He said the yellow metal has served its purpose for a long time, but it has numerous drawbacks that are bypassed by owning an asset that has all of its merits without any of the potential negative sides, aka Bitcoin. As seen in his presentation, gold is hard to carry. Take that, Peter Schiff. Peter Schiff don't even hold any gold. He has foreign gold stocks. You can't make this ish up, especially in the large amounts. While Bitcoin is digital, history has seen numerous examples where the government has seized gold holdings, and this can happen. I mean, can't happen with Bitcoin, as Bitcoin is unconfiscatable. So this exists in the digital world. Given his prediction about the U.S. monetary policy remaining the same, Hayes said people should turn to Bitcoin and not be deterred by the recent gains. They should not leave the market just because their positions are up 200% in the past several months. He believes the Bitcoin price will keep going up and will not stop at 100,000. He has made some quite bullish predictions in the past, which we have covered right here on the pod, including a $750,000 price tag for Bitcoin within the next couple of years. And as you know, that's JV's bull market prediction for this particular cycle. So let me know if you agree or disagree with Just Blaze, Arthur Hayes. But anyways, fam, next story of the day. Let's discuss another 100,000 target, but this one from Pump Liano, the one and only. Shout out Anthony Pump Liano, the founder of venture capital firm Pump Investments. Pump Liano is predicting Bitcoin will soar to six figures in about a year. In a new interview on CNBC, Squawk Box, Pump says that he believes Bitcoin can reach at least 100,000 within 12 to 18 months. However, he warns that Bitcoin may first drop below the current value, quoting him here from the interview. I think the downside is pretty muted at this point. Again, it's impossible to tell. There's always an external event that could occur, but I'd say I don't see it going below 50 G's at any point. I think we have kind of crossed over that Rubicon. In terms of the upside, I think we get over $100,000 in the next 12 to 18 months. Maybe we can get to 150, 200,000, somewhere in that range, but we go up from here. I just don't think people should expect the explosive 1,000% move from here through the rest of the bull market. So he's saying he's doubtful that Bitcoin will 10x this particular run-up. Pomp also says the past weekend sell-off of Bitcoin may have had a lot to do with the lack of access to funds held in the banking system, as well as automatic algorithmic selling triggered by international tensions, quoting them again. I think there's really three things that drove that price sell-off. The first is that whenever there is a moment of fear, everyone panics. And what do? They still buy dollars. And so some people are selling because of that. The thing is, on the weekend, even though the Bitcoin market is open and the bank system is not open, so you can't get the new dollars into your crypto account to buy the Bitcoin, when all of the news hit Twitter, which is now X, and kind of social sentiment changed very quickly, you saw a massive amount of tweets about Iran and Israel and rockets and drones, etc. There's a very quick sell-off. I find it hard to believe that humans were able to read Twitter and immediately go to their computer and start hitting the sell button. And so there's got to be some algorithmic trading that is going on. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Pump Liano. And to watch the interview he did entitled Bitcoin Can Cross 100 G's in the Next 12 to 18 Months, check the show notes below the video in the description. But anyways, our next story of the day, we're going to now discuss a 200,000 target from Anthony Scaramucci, and then we'll discuss this 455,000 prediction post-halving, followed by some live Q&A. Welcome everyone just joining the stream. Pump the likes, pump the stream as we live the Bitcoin dream. You know what I mean? Skybridge Capital founder Scaramucci says Bitcoin is on track to soar more than 200% within 12 months. In a new interview on Squawk Box, the hedge fund vet says that the expected continual adoption of Bitcoin will keep driving the value higher and reduce price volatility, quoting him here. I wish I could understand the price moves myself. Where I'm coming from is a little bit of longer term, as opposed to just the week to week or day to day price movements. I think the point I am trying to make is that Bitcoin is on that adoption curve. If you go back to Web 1, Bitcoin is sort of in the 1999 point in the spectrum. Just imagine where we went from Web 1 to where we are today. And so my point is, you won't see this be an inflation hedge or a store of value, as other pundits are saying, until you get over a billion users. And so right now, it is going to be way more volatile than people like. And people look at it as risk on or risk off trade until we get to that adoption curve. Scaramucci predicts Bitcoin will soar as much as $200,000 within a year, a 219% increase from the current value. However, he warns Bitcoin is at risk of declines of up to 15%. Big whoop! 200%, 220% upside, 15% downside. Sign me up, fam. Just saying, quoting him here, you could get shocks like wars, and you could get, God forbid, a terrorist calamity or something like that that could take Bitcoin down 10 or 15%. But I think you have a heavy bid on Bitcoin because of the demand from the ETFs and from the eventual drivers of things like the wirehouses that will enter the space, as well as the 401k market. So I don't think you have 50% downside, but you could have 10 or 15%. Downside, just because it is sell a risk on, risk off asset. But long term, with the halving coming this week, today, I think this thing trades to 170,000, possibly 200,000 per Bitcoin. And that's consistent with where it has been over the past 15 years of Bitcoin since the inception. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Scaramucci, and do you like those odds? You have 200% plus upside and a 10 to 15% downside. Like I said, all in, baby. Let's freaking go. Now for the featured story of the day, the moment you've all been waiting on. Let's discuss Bitcoin a-ripping to $455,000 per coin post halving. Let's break this baby down. Welcome everyone just joining the stream. Greatly appreciate you. So yeah, according to Colin Brown, the fourth mining reward halving, which is set to occur in 4 more hours, fam, and we will capture that live here. Yeah, I mean, right here on the channel. Brown noted that following the last halving event, Bitcoin witnessed over 700% growth, bringing the crypto asset to its previous all-time high of 69 Gs, achieved at the peak of the 2021 bull cycle, which was November 10th of 2021. So given the impact of the previous halving, the crypto expert has predicted the coin will reach 455,000 should Bitcoin mirror this pattern. That's right. Quoting him here, in just 48 hours, Bitcoin's fourth mining reward halving will occur, and FYI, now 4 hours away. This quadrennial occurrence will slash the per block emission of Bitcoin to 3.125 BTC from the current 6.25 BTC. After the last halving, Bitcoin prices surged 700%, which would now bring $455,000 per coin. It's worth noting that since the cryptic developer of Bitcoin, Mr. Satoshi, introduced the coin roughly 15 years ago, the halving has been ingrained in the crypto's program. This year's event will happen when the block 840,000 is created, and at the time of this live stream, we're only like 24 blocks away. Can you smell it? Historically, the three previous halvings caused the price of the digital asset to soar significantly, amassing substantial gains, as we all know. Data shared from Brown shows that following the first halving event, Bitcoin saw a whopping 9,300% rise, topping out at around $1,135 from 12 bucks. So what that looked like was, in 2012, Bitcoin was trading at 12 bucks. Then a year later, $1,135 for a 9,360% increase. However, it took the crypto asset approximately 371 days to reach the aforementioned figure after the halving. Furthermore, so again, that's like roughly 12 months, family. That's a year. The second halving, which occurred in 2016, drove the Bitcoin price action from 650 bucks to almost 20,000, indicating an almost 3,000% increase. How many of you were around back in 2017? Let me know. That's when JV got in. My first Bitcoin was roughly $1,500. And I recall, like yesterday around Christmas time, we smashed almost 20 G's. Now, meanwhile, the latest instance secured a 700% rally, which is a modest 7X, taking prices from 8,600 from the previous peak to 69,000. And primarily, it took Bitcoin more than 500 days in the preceding two cycles to reach new records. So there you go. That's why I say anticipating a new parabolic all-time high for the cycle somewhere between 12 to 18 months. post-halving. That's if history were to rhyme. Now, considering the past trends, Brown's forecast appears to be reasonable and possible. Let me know if you agree. Should any of these trends reoccur, the crypto expert's prediction might manifest the following year, which would mean in 2025. So let me know your thoughts on that, family. And yeah, so this is a big day today. We're only like 23 blocks away from the most significant day in crypto, and it only occurs every 4 years. So this is more significant than Christmas, because Christmas is literally every year, just saying. So yeah, where do you feel the Bitcoin price cycle peak will be? And do you think it'll be 2024, unlike previous cycles, the year of the halving? Or do you think we hit that cycle peak next year in 2025, as history has shown us? Some of the factors, obviously a lot different with this cycle. For the first time in Bitcoin history, we broke the previous all-time high pre-halving. We ripped right through 69 a few weeks ago. About a month ago is the current all-time high of 73.8, and we broke it already multiple times. That's a different catalyst. Another different catalyst is the institutions. Previous cycle, we didn't have any institutional adoption such as BlackRock or ETFs. The ETFs are a new thing. They officially went live on the 11th of January this year. So, and in 90 days, the institutions have acquired over 850,000 Bitcoin, with BlackRock leading the pack with their iBit ETF, which currently has like 272,000 Bitcoin. So what BlackRock just achieved in roughly 90 days, it took MicroStrategy 4 years to acquire their first 200,000 Bitcoin. I know MicroStrategy's goal as a company is to continue to stack sats and acquire more Bitcoin so they can have 5% of the circulating supply. Right now, they control 1% of the circulating supply of all the Bitcoin in existence. And BlackRock already controls over 1% of the circulating supply. GBTC holds roughly 2% of the circulating supply, currently one of the largest hodlers of biddies in the world. But there's about to be a flippening. GBTC, for example, before they converted their Bitcoin trust into the ETF, they had 620,000 Bitcoin on their balance sheet, making them the largest holder. And now they're down to like 300,000, and BlackRock's about to flip them, just so you can see what's going on here. So we have mass institutional adoption, which did not exist last year, which gave us this demand shock, which sent Bitcoin from earlier this year in the 30,000 range, as high as we are today, at $64,000. Right. So just the institutional flows alone are eating up all the available Bitcoin being awarded to the miners. Again, 900 Bitcoin per day currently, and in 4 hours that gets slashed in half to 450 Bitcoin per day. And when you have asset managers like BlackRock and Fidelity and all these juggernauts acquiring sometimes 10,000 Bitcoin in a single day, you can see the demand shock in real time. So I'm estimating a supply shock later this year. Many of the top analytical platforms are, you know, thinking the same. So more than likely that's going to happen. There's roughly 1.8 million Bitcoin available on the exchanges. And once that dries up and 80% of the Bitcoin supply is in the hands of the long-term hodlers, it's going to be virtually impossible for them to fulfill the demand for their customers. What does that mean? They have to bribe the Bitcoin hodlers to sell at a higher price. Hence, number go up technology. I believe the supply dynamic, supply demand, stock to flow trumps the technical analysis and all that such. So I like to focus on the big picture because I'm a big picture thinker. I'm thinking long term. Yeah, I mean, 4 years from now, are there going to be any Bitcoin available? What is the Bitcoin price going to be? Yeah, I mean, in 2028, 2029, people are thinking of this halving. I'm already focused on the next. That's just how my mind operates. Previous halving 2020, yeah, I mean, I was focused on 2024. That's just how I am. I'm a long-term thinker, big picture thinker. So big picture, where do you feel the Bitcoin price action will likely be for this cycle and the cycle preceding this in 2028? My prediction, 1 million the next cycle. This cycle, my bear scenario, 222,000. Bull scenario, 750,000. My realistic scenario, somewhere in between that, maybe 300,000, 400,000. But time will tell. We're in unprecedented times, right? Also, we got to keep in mind the value of the dollar is guaranteed to continue decreasing its purchasing power because they have to continue to print. They're a massive deficit of like roughly $35 trillion we're currently in. There's no way to get out of that. They're guaranteed to continue printing, which means the dollar is guaranteed to continue to lose its purchasing power. We have BRICS movements, a lot of nations moving away from the dollar, right? And then you have all this other bullishness. You have nation state adoption, such as El Salvador, the first country to do it, the blueprint laid out by Bukele. Now you have nations secretly buying Bitcoin behind the scenes. Abu Dhabi is a top contender, according to Max Kaiser. We covered that previously in the show. They could be making the announcement soon. In fact, Max recently tweeted that they're going to be making a big announcement soon. We have the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. We have Qatar. We have Russia. We have Iran. This Middle East money, a lot of money out there. I know there's a lot of economic uncertainty, but it all seems a lot of the economics and the macro stuff is all engineered, right? Some people say the Bitcoin halving's already priced in. I personally don't see that. How can it be priced in if historically it's 12 to 18 months after the halving we hit the all-time high? So that would make no sense, especially considering we're still at a discount of what, $10,000 from the top. So this is a great time to be stacking them sats. Right now you can get almost 1,600 Satoshis for a single dollar. I don't think personally that will last for much longer, if you know what I mean. Devon says JV long-term thinker. Nice. McFoot Nader says 5 million in 2030. Send it. Right the Wrong says I'll take 220,000. Let's go. Okay Good says when in doubt, just zoom out and grow a pair. Amen. Couldn't have said that one better myself. You got to do what you got to do. You know what I mean? It is hard to believe Bitcoin is being evangelized now by some of the biggest Wall Street firms. That's right. We got the front run Wall Street for the first time in history. We got the front run. All these corrupt mofos, the largest asset managers in the world. Do I trust BlackRock? Oh, hell no. I know the evil they do in this world. I think it's pretty obvious. If you don't know, you should look that up. They have their hands in everything. BlackRock has a piece of over 80% of the companies in the S&P 500, potentially over 90% of the companies. BlackRock, Vanguard, and these juggernauts, they have their hands on everything, in everything, pharmaceutical companies, you name it. You know what I mean? Things that aren't so beneficial to humanity as well. So do I trust BlackRock? Hell no. But we got to front run them, and it feels good. I'll always look at Larry Fink as an enemy of Bitcoin, because I'll never forget when he FUDded Bitcoin, calling it an index for money laundering. Well, now that mofo is all in because he's all about that almighty dollar. My personal opinion is that BlackRock will continue accumulating and stacking sats at unprecedented numbers, just as they're doing now. Again, they hold already 272,000 Bitcoin. Eventually, they'll have millions. And then I believe that BlackRock is one and the same with the US government. You know what I mean? And I think they can just confiscate all that Bitcoin ETF, BTC. I think they have diabolical plans personally. That's why I preach self-custody. That's why I preach not your keys, not your coins. That's why I preach take your crypto off the exchanges. None of them can be trusted. Sam Bankman-Fried had the second largest crypto exchange on the planet. It no longer exists, right? They went file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy and the day before, everything is fine. Nothing happening here. Your funds are safe. 24 hours later, Chapter 11 bankruptcy, hence why he just got served a 25-year prison sentence. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Long-term is true. You got to be in this for the long haul. If you're in this for the long haul, you get it. If you're in this for the short term, you don't understand it. I'm sticking to it. Let me know your thoughts, fam. Where's the Bitcoin price action likely to go next? Holla. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in our live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. HODL.